difficult time for Weizmann. He found that German educational standards were far higher than the Russian, and to keep up with his work, he was forced to sit up late, filling in the gaps in both his scientific and general knowledge. Between overwork, malnutrition, and loneliness, he had rather a bad time of it, and suffered a breakdown at the end of two terms. He returned home to recover. By now, the family had moved to Pinsk. After a period of initial difficulty, their financial position improved slightly, and a few years later, Chaim Weizmann was able to go to Berlin University. And it was here, in Berlin, that he was truly caught up in the Zionist world, all penniless students together.
Alles alles nochmal, you're late.
Ah, don't worry, Leo, you're better now.
Does everyone know that the meeting is here?
Of course they know. We've been meeting here for long enough.
And there are damn good reasons for meeting here. The Zentrum's got the best newspaper collection for its customers.
And more important than that, Leo, it's got the best supply of free rolls.
Why, are you short of money again?
Who is it? It's the end of the month, sir. I don't suppose...
No, I couldn't now. Do you gentlemen wish to repeat your orders?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Well, fine. Very well, gentlemen.
We're waiting for friends.
All right.
I spent filling the glass. Repeat orders and answer the question.
Oh, you can't hear someone, Jinko. You sure don't want to go.
Hello, Nachman! How are you?
Hello, Dr. Shoiko. I didn't know you were coming tonight.
I thought you were working in the sugar factory.
Oh, well, as you know, I am working my way at the college, but this is a college period.
All right, sit down, Lord.
Are you my big
man? No, everyone is paying for himself.
That's right.
Nachman, it is a bit embarrassing. Could you...
Sorry, Tambrishenko. Nothing doing.
Leo, it's no use looking at me.
The simple fact is none of us have any to lend. If we did, we'd lend you.
Oh, well, I wasn't really thirsty. Still, I'm hungry. It's a good thing the roads are free.
Ah, here is Chaim.
Sorry, I'm late.
No, Chaim, sit down.
Never mind about that. The important question is, have you any money?
2 marks, 50 pennies.
Why, he's rich!
Could you lend me 10 pennies?
Oh, Tamoshenko, not again.
I'm afraid so.
You men from the Caucasus. Oh, I dare to tell you, Schlemiel.
Thank you, Chaim. I will pay you next month. Chaim, could you do the same for me?
All right, Nachman. But that's the lot. This is all I've got till next month.
Where did you get it?
As usual, the pawnbroker. I set up chemist weights as a pledge.
I have nothing to spare, I can pawn. Hey, thank you, Chaim.
Orders, please, gentlemen.
Bear, please.
And you two, gentlemen.
No, thanks. We are fine.
Do not for... Ach, you students.
Well, gentlemen, one thing certainly unites us if nothing else does. And that, our poverty.
We'll have to borrow. We'll never last to the end of the month.
I have an idea. Kunin.
Kunin?
Yeah, he's the only one to do one amongst us.
That's it. When he comes, you'll ask him to let us pawn his fur coat. He's done it before.
And talk of the devil. Here he comes. Kunin.
Kunin, my dear fellow, come on in. We've been waiting for you.
Heavens.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes,
yes, dear Kunin, none of us are likely to see the month out unless, well, dare we ask you just once again?
Look here, fellows, not my fur coat.
Yes,
please, yes, Kunin, just for our sake.
We wouldn't ask you unless we really needed it.
And you don't want to see your friend die of starvation, do you?
Well, no, of course not.
Of course he doesn't. And it isn't as if you won't get his coat back. Kunin, you will.
Well, all right. But mind you, I permit you to pawn it only on the strict condition to redeem it before the summer vacation, because I have to take it home with me.
We give you our strict promise.
Sure.
Let's have it then.
Here you are.
Ah. What is this? You have rich friends. Thanks. Hey, Tamashenko, take it. You drive the other body. Take it to the pawnbroker. He's still open and have it back.
But
what about my
beer?
I'll save it for you.
All right, I won't be long. I don't know why I let you do this, Chaim.
Because you had a soft top.
Oh, a soft head. That means that in winter I walk about shivering. And then in summer I have the fur coat and I don't even need it.
At least you eat properly. That's more than we do.
Here you are, gentlemen. 2 beers, 20 pfennig.
And another for the gentleman as you return.
All right. And you two, gentlemen? No, yes. I know about you two. You have enough.
Your health.
I hope Domachinko isn't too long, because as soon as the Hanham arrives, we must start the meeting.
Most of the others are inside already.
It was a tremendous coup to get a Hanham to speak to us. Why, he must be the greatest thinker of his generation. Certainly the greatest Hebrew stylist.
He is.
I want to hear what you think about this book. Has everyone read it?
Yes, of course. What surprises me is that anyone could have written a book called The Jewish State and not have mentioned the Hebrew language.
Well, that matter doesn't even mention Palestine.
Yet this man, Theodor Herzl, has obviously got great vision. There's something tremendously daring and energetic about his whole plan.
But as far as we're concerned, his book doesn't really contain a single new idea.
Perhaps as far as we Russian Jews are concerned. But what of the rest of you? What a bombshell for our simulationist friends here in Germany.
Where is this letter from? He's a journalist in Vienna.
It's incredible that such a man, without any previous Zionist background, should suddenly be able to put into words a practical plan for something we've been dreaming of all our lives, a Jewish state.
To write about it is one thing, to work for it is another.
We shall see.
Excuse me, Mr. Gilbert.
Ah, Motzke!
Sir, the committee has been waiting for you. Come in.
We're not meeting out here, surely.
No, we'll have it inside, as usual.
Ah, so.
Gentlemen, I have the honor to present a distinguished speaker for tonight, Mr. Asher Ginsburg, better known as Ahad Ham, one of the people.
Sir.
I suppose you know everyone here, sir.
Yes, we've all met before.
Would you care for a drink, sir?
No, thank you, not before the meeting. After, perhaps. I see you've all been reading this Van Herzl's book, The Jewish State.
Yes, sir. What do you think of it, sir?
Well, as you know, I'm a harsh critic, so I find my views somewhat severe.
Your views are usually an inspiration to us, sir.
Well, my criticism is that this book has no specifically Jewish content. The Jewish problem is not simply physical rescue. It is also spiritual rebirth. Herzl lacks this insight.
Most Westerners do, sir. They don't understand that the Russian Jewish masses seek in Zionism self-expression and not merely rescue.
Well put, Weizmann. To me, and I'm sure to most of us, Zionism means the Jewish renaissance in a spiritual national sense. Its colonizational work, its political program, has meaning only as an organic part of the re-education of the Jewish people. A facade of physical achievement means little to us. Our first concern must always be with quality.
Yeah.
I don't appear overcautious or pessimistic, but I must say that I cannot find in Herzl's form of Zionism the proper attention to its problems. They are difficult problems. But with all you have, gentlemen, the solution may be nearer than you think. Now shall we go to the meeting?
Yes, of course. Are we all ready?
Yes.
You're better, Pfennig.
What?
10 Pfennig. I haven't all the time in the world. Will you hurry up, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. My candidate, next time you're thirsty, please go to a bakery.